All right, well, welcome to The Journey. This is Dan Panetti. I've got Joel T. Rutherford with me, and he is the Director of Fine Arts here at PCA. And we're going to learn about all things fine arts, which is going to be super educational and very interesting because we do a lot of things, and we're very, very, very good. I know a lot of people focus on our academics and our athletics, but the fine arts are an incredible part of what we do here at PCA. And so, Joel, tell us a little bit, the parents, about who you are, a little bit about your background, how you got to PCA, and then we'll dive into all things fine arts.
Sure. So I was just thinking about this morning. This is year 21 for me.
Year 21 at PCA.
I know. So I celebrated 20 years last year. That's kind of amazing considering when I started here.
You were 14 years old when you started.
That's right. That's right. And
you've aged well.
When I started here, I remember hearing about the job and really, like, I don't want to do that. You know, I thought, well, I guess I have to do something. I guess I'll go, you know, interview for this job. And so in the interview, they asked me, so where do you see it? Donna Gilson and Pat Stewart?
Okay.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, probably not here. I'd rather be doing something else. And boom, I was hired
That was a great interview.
Yeah, well.
Probably not here.
And I won't be
love you.
I won't be teaching a class on how to interview well either.
That's but, so good. 21 years.
Yeah, so 21 years. And I moved here from Canada in 1997. I joined a singing group called Acoustics and traveled all over the place. Continued to travel after I started here, but started out teaching music, third grade through 12th grade, and within a couple of years, I was in the director of fine arts role, and I've been doing that ever since, and the job is fantastic for me. I really enjoy it. I love the interaction with the kids. I like being a part of the leadership team. I like playing with spreadsheets and budgets and various things, and then working out calendars like we're going to talk about in a little bit, I'm sure, and yeah, so it's a good role for me, but like I say, 20 years, and my wife, Heather, works at a diagnostics place over in Richardson. My son, Joshua, is at A&M.
Yes.
He's a freshman at A&M, which is also hard to believe.
I think you go whoop or something like that, right?
If you're I'm still learning.
Okay, sorry.
I'm from Canada. I'm not from here.
takes an extra day or two.
But
and then so, Grace?
So Grace is a senior here. She's going to DBU next year.
Okay.
That's the plan. She likes photography and likes doing theater and stuff like that.
Love it. Okay, so let's look at fine arts then.
Yeah.
It's a big, right, kind of division. There's a lot of things under it. So what would be, if we wanted to just kind of say all things fine arts, where would you want to start kind of telling our parents things that they need to know about?
Yeah, sure. So for me, fine arts is art, band, choir, theater. That's how I kind of break it down for myself. Art, band, choir, and theater.
Let's start with art.
Yeah, sure. So we've got really strong art departments, both North and Plano campus, and some great art teachers. In fact, one of our high school art teachers is an alumni, Mallory Girk. So that's kind of neat. Mallory Scotto when she was here. And so that's kind of cool. But our art department is very, very fine. Tina Nivens has been here a number of years. Tammy Click up at the North Campus. And then Shelby Lachlan, also an alumni, teaching at our North Campus.
That's right.
But very talented artists in their own right. And then lower school art as well, Becky Lachlan and Carolina Obama. But, you know, they've got lots of festivals that they do all the time, kind of local but also national festivals, very successful in all of those things. A lot of the art festival stuff more happens in the spring. So they're just kind of ramping up right now.
Okay. And we've had a number of students that have gone on to study art in college and
absolutely.
Are out there making their living actually kind of doing art. So.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had an alumni here just a couple weeks back, Megan Bowden, living over in Fort Worth and doing art and running like an art studio. And
no
like,
way.
I'm going to use the word commune. It's not a commune, but she's got like a place where artists can come in and grab studio space and they work together.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's kind of neat. Let's see. Yeah, lots of super cool art alumni and lots of super talented. I mean, I'm always amazed at the art that comes out of our visual art department. Ceramics, 2D stuff, painting, drawing, all of it.
And we actually have a, what do you call that? You put your ceramics in and
we have a couple of kilns downstairs.
Kilns, thank you. Yes.
Yep, I'm constantly signing purchase orders for more clay so they can make...
more pottery.
More pottery, and they're firing stuff all the time. And we just got a glass kiln.
Oh, wow.
It just got installed yesterday, so that's kind of a neat deal.
That is so neat.
I signed a purchase order yesterday for glass, all different kinds of glass, round glass, and this glass, and that glass. So it's pretty interesting.
Pretty awesome. Okay, so the next one down was band.
Art band.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Eddie Jimenez and Tammy Thornton doing the thing with our band program, doing an amazing job. Eddie, of course, is an old drum corps guy, marched with the Blue Devils. He's a Hall of Fame Blue Devil trumpet player, and he plays professionally in the area. But him and Tammy work well together. Tammy's the woodwind person. He's the brass person. And so we've got a beginner band, an intermediate band, and then our high school band has been very active in the fall. Like they start as early as our football team does with their summer band camp, learning the music for the marching show, and then they play at all the football games, halftime shows. They just went to the TPSMEA state marching contest and won.
Yes.
I know. So they're doing great. Played a show about Hamilton this year, which was well received on all fronts.
That's right. No, it's great. And if you want to actually hear Eddie play, apparently the third quarter of the football game, the band always wanted him to play, and so he's out there with his trumpet and just wailing away, and it's just fun to listen to him. So
yeah,
he's really good.
He's a fine trumpet player. In fact, last year in graduation, Eddie and his brass group, Center Stage Brass, played at graduation. The organ, Prestonwood's organ, which is as old as the building is, it kind of had some problems, and so we had to kind of hang a left and create a different musical thing. And so the brass group came in and played a graduation. So Eddie played a graduation.
That's
too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Next one down is C.
Art Band Choir.
Choir. Yeah. ABC. Choir. Tell us about the choir.
Well, it's led by yours truly.
So well, we've got it's the best in the
that's
state.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got obviously music and choir teachers on all campuses. Bonnie Light and Kimber Carter up at our North Campus doing a great job up there. And then Lisa Gervig has been here a long time. We've got a new teacher, Christy Bai, at the lower school, as well as Kathy Allen. But Christy's a fantastic musician and singer. And then, of course, I've been here 20 years. But we've got lots of stuff, lots of competitions that the kids can enter. Choir concerts coming up in December, and then we just had a number of kids audition for the All-State Choir, high school kids now, for the All-State Choir, and we had as many, probably more kids than I've ever had. I have 25 kids that made the All-Region Choir, and then 11 that made the All-State Choir. Wow. Usually I have 4 or 5 or 6. So we had 11 kids make the All-State Choir this year, which is pretty cool. And so all of that happens in January. And Lisa Gervig just led the TPSMEA Middle School Honor Choir and Children's Honor Choir Weekend, which we hosted here at Prestonwood. So that's kind of a cool deal. But lots of cool opportunities for our singer kids. We'll be doing our Christmas concerts, and then in the spring we do all that. We do festival stuff, and yeah, it's fun. And for my high school kids, when you get into high school, you can take regular choir, honors choir, or PCA singers. And those PCA singers guys are kind of the top kind of performer kids. And so we're getting ready to do our annual Christmas video project. So picking a song, and we'll record that right here in this office and then make a video.
That's awesome. Now, yeah. Do plays and musicals come under fine arts as well?
Or? Absolutely.
Okay, and yeah. We've got, I think, one's in the fall and one's in the spring. I always get them mixed up.
Yeah, we do a play in the fall. We just did The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane.
Okay.
Which was very successful. That's our first show back at the Eisman Center in 2 years. We did Godspell 2 years ago, and then White Christmas got canceled because of COVID and all that stuff. So it was great to be back at the Eisman with Edward Tulane, and we're going to be there in the spring with The Music Man. And then our North Campus, obviously, doing lots of theater stuff too. Laurel Peabody up there leading that. And they're going to do Bye Bye Birdie in the spring.
Awesome.
Which is super fun. We did that here a number of years ago. And, of course, they just did their one-act play, which was fantastic as well.
Right. Now, you have a black box theater here.
Yeah.
What do you use that for?
Well, you know, it's funny. Our plan was just to use it for smaller things like a little one-act play, mm-hmm. maybe some showcases. In fact, we had our ITS kids are going to their festival on Wednesday for their state festival. But last year, because of COVID and all those things, we did far more in that black box than we ever planned to. We did a couple of plays. Let me think about it. It was the fall of 2020. We filmed 2 different plays and streamed them. And then in spring 2021, have I got the dates right? Yeah. We did a full-scale musical in the black box, which
oh, wow.
is far more than we should have put in there. But we did Little Women, and Mia Dorsett was Joe March, did an incredible job, and all those kids. But yeah, we did a full musical in that in that theater, which, you know, the timing of it all was a great blessing. You know, we built the middle school just in time to not come back to school. And then we finished up the Black Box Theater and the new band hall as part of that, the Equip campaign renovation. And the Black Box, man, as soon as we got it built, we were ready to use it like crazy because we couldn't go off campus. And there were so many restrictions. And so it showed up at just the right time for us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, think back over the last 20 years, What are some of your fondest memories of kind of just the fine arts program and things that you've been able to do at PCA?
Well, I'll touch on, I guess, just a little bit of all of it. You know, the art kids, I'm always absolutely stunned at the visual arts kids and the things that they can create. I have a limited ability in terms of like creating visual art. I'm a good doodler. I can doodle with the best of them. But when it comes to actually like doing something for real, right, like creating a piece of art, not my gift. I remember taking a mini-mister trip to Chicago, and one of our kids pulled out, we were cleaning out the basement of a church, and she found some old kids' paints and a crummy little paintbrush, and she took the top of what they used as their bread box. They would store the bread in. Mm-hmm. It was probably 16 feet long, and she painted this amazing sunset kind of picture thing on this thing, and
you're like, what?
It was like unbelievable. Like the rest of us were like scrubbing the floor and put, you know, getting the cobwebs out of the corner, throwing things in the trash. Yeah. She's in the corner just making this incredible work.
She's doing
of
the
art.
Sistine Chapel over there.
Yeah, totally. You're like, totally.
But thanks, Michelangelo.
Our visual arts kids are amazing. Wow. You know, our band program has grown so much over the years, especially with Eddie at the helm. It's growing. And Eddie and Tammy make a great team. And so I love watching those kids, especially on Friday nights at football games. And I love watching the school kind of enjoy that part of the band program. For our choir kids, it's always super fun to go to Allstate, you know, and do those special events. All region and Allstate we've got great traditions with both of those. When we go to all region choir, we always have lunch at this little Italian place that I'm pretty sure is run by the mob, but they make incredible pasta.
Right.
And we go there every time we go to all region. And then one of the things I love doing with our PCA singers is creating our little Christmas video. And you and I were just talking about that. So that's pretty fun.
Okay, so a couple things that you just brought up. One, there's a bunch of stuff coming up in December that you take students to. And then two is the mini-mester trips, because you used to take one to New York and go see shows. And,
yeah.
What about mini-mester? Are you still doing some mini-mester trips where students who appreciate the fine arts would kind of say, hey, that's one of the ones I want to go on?
Well, I certainly hope we're going to get back to that. You know, I've taken trips to New York probably 10 times over the years, taking lots of kids. And it's a fine arts-focused trip. We do art museums, we have a service project up there, we go to Broadway shows and various things like that. And I really love that trip because I love the kids that love the arts and think they want to pursue it. I love kind of casting a vision for them of this is what excellence
is, what it looks like. Yep.
And what should your goal be for your life, you know? And then also to talk about, hey, if you do choose this, what are the difficult things that come along with that.
Sure.
You know, we've got people like Molly Claire Matthews and Hunter Hall right now studying musical theater and kind of honing their craft and preparing themselves to possibly pursue a career on Broadway. And then, so what does that look like? And especially, you know, in this very politicized and, you know, it's a tough time to live in the arts and try and be a Christian, you know? And so they're navigating all of that right now. But the mini-mester trip is fantastic. I've always loved taking that trip, and I love taking those arts kids up there and really kind of letting them kind of live in that environment for a week.
That's awesome.
What was the other thing you asked me?
Coming up. Things that are coming up. So December.
For sure. Back to your first question, the other area of amazing memories really happens in our theater department.
Okay.
When we take those trips over to the Eisman and we put those shows on, and just incredible to watch different groups of kids come together and put those shows on. They're just wonderful memories.
Now, when you put the shows on, right, all the set design and things like that is actually a class that students can take?
Sure, we've got technical theater going on right now. Seth Monholland leads that, and
that's
does an amazing job. He does most of the design for our main stage shows, but it's definitely our technical theater classes that build it and then also load it into the theater, put it all together and stuff.
It's amazing.
You know, December is a busy time for the arts and PCA. I'm just going to walk you through the very first thing. December, well, you know what? I'm going to back up to November.
No.
November 30th is the auditions for our musical, right?
Go.
So if this is coming out on December 1st, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
December 1st is our PBC tree lighting event over at the church.
Right.
So a lot of PCA fine arts kids performing, the bands marching, all that stuff. Thursday, December 2nd, we've got more auditions for our musical. With The Music Man, we're having kids in fourth grade and up. So December 2nd is our younger kids auditioning for the musical. And that same night, our North Campus Christmas concert. And then Friday, we've got a pre-K Christmas chapel, and then the North Campus audition for musicals. And then Monday, December 6th, we've got callback auditions for our musicals. Tuesday, December 7th, we've got a 6 p.m. band concert at Middle School Art Show, and then a 7 p.m. high school choir concert. Wednesday, December 8th, the high school band and choir go to the North Campus and perform for all those kids up there. And then we'll go somewhere else in the community. I know the choir's going to Stonebriar Mall, and then we're going to skip a day. Although we do have Gift of Christmas going on at
That's
that
right.
point.
Yep.
So that covers, fills in all the holes. Friday, December 10th, there's our third grade Christmas chapel. This is our 21st year to do that. I started doing that my first year. 2001, I remember Will Thomas and those dudes in our third grade Christmas chapel back in 2001. Right, and then we move into high school finals, and on Tuesday, December 14th, we've got our middle school choir concerts and our honor choir, and then the next day, the honor choir goes to sing at the mall, and we usually hit a retirement center along the way, too. And somewhere in there, we're going to record our Christmas song and make a video of it and release that on YouTube, and Gift of Christmas rolls all the way through December 19th, so that's a busy December.
That's awesome. So there's a lot of things you can do. Now, from our parents' perspective, how can our parents get involved and help you? Are there friends of the fine arts, things that they can do to support?
I know we're
talking about, in fact, new equipment that you just got, right? Which is, you know, coming from a generous, you know, donor benefactor, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a parent out there that says, hey, Joel, I want to make your program even better.
Right.
How can I support the fine arts?
So we've got a program called Friends of the Arts. We've had it for a lot of years, and it's basically the way for people to give financially to the arts. And I always say every time, I mean, if you come to a concert and I'm at it, I'm going to tell you, hey, if you are involved in the arts and you love the arts, if your children are benefiting from the arts program at PCA, I really want you to consider being a part of Friends of the Arts. And it's pretty easy to find on the PCA website. If you go to the fine arts section, and then there's something called Support the Arts.
I love it.
But Friends of the Arts, you can give $50, you can give $5,000. There are different giving levels and different benefits associated with each one. And we've got that for our Plano and North campuses.
All right. Anything else parents need to know about the fine arts and the incredible program that you've been running here for 21 years?
Well, we could probably talk for another hour about the arts, but I mean, that's boiling it down to about 20 minutes. I'll just say this about our arts program. Our pastor at the church often uses the phrase excellence in all things and all things to the glory of God.
Yes.
And so that really has been our focus in the arts for a lot of years. And that is one of the things I talk about with respect to our Friends of the Arts. We are going to pursue excellence, always. And I hope, like, if you come to maybe one of our theater shows and, you know, and if you're used to what normal high school theater looks like, we are going to pursue excellence in all things, and we're not going to apologize for that. But excellence does cost money, so that's kind of that approach for our Friends of the Arts. But excellence in all things and all things to the glory of God. We really see the abilities in the arts as a gift from God. We want to steward it well and offer it back to Him.
That's awesome. Great program. Appreciate your time, Joel.
Thanks, Dan.